Main Street, Burlington. RJSBurlington.com. Agave Taco and Tequila Casa. Maple Tree Place, Williston. Order online at AgaveVT.com. And by Grazer's Restaurant. Go beyond the burger. Maple Tree Place, Williston. And inside the 14th Star Brewery in St. Albans. Order online at GrazersVT.com. Now, it's The Huddle on 101.3 The Game. 101.3TheGame.com. The 101.3 The Game app and video streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/1013TheGame.
Good afternoon. You're in The Huddle. 101.3 The Game, all unaccounted for. Internal Levin is back.
Wow.
TJ's here. Rich is here. Artie's here. How you doing, handsome?
Who is this guy to the
right
of us?
Internal Levin is bravo. Wow. Bravo.
No tan or
Where's
anything.
Where's my belt? Look at him.
Spends a month and a half in Florida and comes back with no tan.
We give the best vacation days ever. And we didn't dock him one day's pay. How about that?
I almost had security escort him out. I didn't know who he was when he walked through the door.
And I was about to yell, hey, get on the Met game. I look up. It's already on. What an intern.
He is head to toe in blue and orange.
He saw every pitch. He's not working today. He's just watching the game.
Sneakers also Mets?
I got to tell you, when I lived in Chicago, my producers were Cub fans. And it was every pitch. I go, no, you got to pay attention to the show. I go, you're 23 and a half games out of first place in May. Forget about it. Just stop looking at it. Oh, what
a
pain.
How about them red hot Boston Red Sox boys?
What did you think? When we got off the air yesterday, they were 1-3 and lucky to get one win. Now they're 3-3, half game out of first place.
Well, they're doing
24 hours.
What we said they'd do. They're hitting. I mean, they're hitting now. You know, you finally got some guys that weren't hitting. Hernandez had a couple of hits today. J.D. Martinez is just out of his mind right now. You know, he's hitting .440 with 11 runs
batted
in.
I know. He's been phenomenal.
And Bogaerts had another 3-for-3. He's hitting .375.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say Nathan Eovaldi is the Cy Young candidate so far.
See, that's the difference. How many shows for months have I just hammered on the Red Sox pitching staff? And I still think it's going to be a disaster. But that being said, that's two in a row for Nathan Eovaldi. He was outstanding today. And, I mean, he's got an ERA of 1.46 after two full starts.
Glenn already said, so Arnie, after the Red Sox went 0-3, you said they were junk. Now they've won the last three and they're World Series bound. No, I didn't say they're World Series bound. They just look, gosh, look at that. They just look a lot better than when we got off the air yesterday, but they were playing Tampa, who looked like dog do out there.
They did. It's
good. Horrible.
The further you can bury the Rays early in the season, the better, because you know they're going to be there at some point. But nobody's hitting on that team.
They didn't hit last year.
No, but they never hit. It doesn't matter. They have so much pitching, and they just find ways to win games.
J.D. Martinez is going to keep hitting like this. He can watch his swing all he wants.
Yeah.
I mean, watch as much video as you want, my friend.
And what Bogaerts,
What was the Major League Baseball prop we were talking about, Martinez, was it to hit the most home runs as a long in Major League Baseball? It was like a 30-1 or 40-1. He's not going to have that, but.
He's got the RBIs going, though, right now. I'll tell you that. He's already got 11 through six games.
I assume
that leads the league.
Hack Wilson's the record?
Yeah. What was that, 190?
No, it was like 182 or something like that.
Some crazy thing.
Well, you're never going to get that again.
No, of course not. That'll never happen. That's like Wayne Gretzky's records. They're untouchable. You really think in this day and age somebody's going to drive in 190 runs?
Well, it's a lot easier because travel's better. You really don't play so much in the dead heat. There's a lot more night games, except there's more specialty pitching now. You know, I'm watching the Braves game today. Was it the Braves game? The Nationals. The Braves. And it's a doubleheader. It's top of the seventh, 7-6. Runners on first and second, ground ball, double play, and then they say game over. I'm like, wait a minute. Well, that's right. Seven innings. That's what's like.
Oh.
I'm like, I was waiting for an eighth and a ninth. I'm like, oh, this should be good.
Yeah, and you know what? I'd love to hear from people on the text line about this. Are you coming around to the idea of placing a runner on second after nine innings of a tie game? I'm not there yet, but it sure came in handy last night. And I'll tell you what, the 11th and 12th last night were unbelievably exciting baseball.
They look like a much better team, but then we'll see what happens as they go along. Now it's what. A little Orioles action there, so we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, they hit the road. They've got a game tomorrow. It's the home opener at Camden Yards. And you know what that means, boys? No huddle.
We get the day off, huh?
Oh, too bad.
Tomorrow's my party. Tomorrow's our big party.
On my birthday. What a shame.
Big party tomorrow.
So I can start at noon? Is that what you're saying?
I have whiskey, champagne.
Gross.
Beer.
Okay.
Today's National Beer Day.
Didn't we just have that?
No.
Oh, that was National Alcohol Day.
I think, but Rich.
Rich is just the Bud Light guy, thick and thin.
Well,
you
Bud,
won't change.
Yeah.
You got to have your Budweiser.
Yeah.
Well, I do have the top things that Rich's beer would say if it could talk.
Wow. There's a thing that actually describes that? Does it say the word Rich on there?
Like, put that mug away and drink me out of the can, you pompous jerk.
Yeah, well, believe me, I drink out of the can, I promise.
You're a can guy? You don't even put it into the mug?
Why would you waste the time? By the time I'd have it poured, I've already finished it anyway.
I can see you drinking out of the bottle, but not the can.
Why?
I don't know. Just seems better out of the bottle.
The other thing Rich's beer would say is, what are you doing tonight? Trying to dissolve a urinal cake. That's, that's what I'm trying to do.
Oh, that's pretty appropriate.
By the way, Glenn says in Vermont, it's always beer day.
Yeah, that's true.
Especially with a weather like this, man. Another beauty.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, my beer of choice when I was a kid was Michelob.
When I was a kid?
When you were a kid?
Well, 16.
Yeah.
Actually, 13.
Nine.
13.
You were drinking at 13.
I could put down 4 or 5 Michelobes out of 6.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. That's not bad at 13 years old.
Right.
That and Löwenbräu. If you wanted to get fancy for the night, we'd put a 6-pack of Löwenbräu.
That stuff was gross.
What, Löwenbräu?
Yes. Ugh.
No, that was pretty fancy beer back then.
It was, and I tried.
Yingling Lager.
There you go.
Yeah, but that's a Pennsylvania beer.
You're a
snob. You're a snob when you do that.
Through.
Yeah, no, we did the, and then there was, of course, if you wanted to get fancy, of course, Heineken, but.
Again, ugh.
You don't like that smell.
Just give me my watery Budweiser and I'm happy.
Why not Coors then, or, you know, Stroh's or Schlitz or any of the other
garbage beer? I don't know,
garbage beer.
Just for 10 years it was Miller, and then for the last last 30 it's been Budweiser.
Miller
beer.
You know what the most frequent thing Rich's beer would say if it could talk?
What?
Good morning.
Rich, this is from Luke. You're getting a little older. Arnie has told that Michelob story at least 10 times in his tenure here.
See, that's the joy of losing your memory, is that you can just keep telling the stories over and over again, and I'll laugh every time.
He hasn't lost his memory.
Sean says, we used to have generic beer. Is that the cans that were white that just said beer across them?
No.
I don't remember ever drinking generic beer. Stroh's was the cheapest, I think, in my lifetime.
When I was in high school, there was a kid on my football team that his dad owned a beer distributor.
Oh.
And all week long, we would like pocket our lunch money and give it to him. And then Friday night after the football game, he'd show up on the mountain with a case of like Mickey's Big Mouth.
Oh, geez.
in the glass barrel containers.
Right.
Oh. And Peels.
Peels draft.
We did kegs. I don't know. Kegs were big back then.
Yeah.
You have to waste half the keg by pulling all the foam out of it.
Yeah, real sanitary, I'm sure.
Well, no,
we used to throw them in the shower, in the bathtub.
Right, but nice. But, you know, sure, it's sanitary. Everybody would put their mouth around the tap. Everybody at the party would have their mouth around that thing. No germs spread there,
sure.
No. Zero.
Way, I just, you're, was that a grand slam? No. Your Mets are getting destroyed in the first inning.
Gosh.
Philly's now up 4-0.
Sorry.
Intern 11, go back to Florida.
Yeah, I knew something was going on because he fell on the floor.
Is that what
here.
He's doing?
He used to be able to buy a case of Peel's beer for like $4.50. It was the cheapest beer.
That sounded
ever.
Actually expensive. I think I could have gotten it cheaper. I think you get a suitcase of that stuff.
Juan in Huntington says, Rich, you live in Vermont. We got to get you onto a better beer.
Yeah, we do have to get you on a better beer.
I don't like all that spicy stuff.
I drink Switchback.
What's spicy stuff with that?
Just the heavy stuff.
Gosh.
Just give me watery Bud.
By the way, how about your Bruins with the 4-2 victory?
Ooh. I know. I want to
Swayman, huh?
Yeah. Oh, now that was awesome. And we talked about how.
My kid's better. Go ahead.
I was saying how excited I was about bringing this Jerry Swayman kid up. He was the reason they won last night, along with Bergeron and Marchand, putting up 8 points between the two of them. In fact, Bergeron had a hat trick with the empty netter.
Did you see his breakaway save and then we came back down and scored?
Yeah. Oh, it was unbelievable. He was outstanding. He had 40 shots on net, which is not good news for the Bruins, but they won the game.
He's better than Vlader. I will promise you that.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, his numbers certainly say he's only 22.
It was a coin flip on who they were going to bring up when Tuukka went down. So who knows how they decided it or why they decided on how they did it, but They're pretty much both 1 and 1A, no doubt.
Yeah, and that's exciting because Halak isn't getting any younger and Tuukka just doesn't play a lot. I mean, you never know if you can count on Tuukka because there's so much other stuff going on.
I would say after this year, out with the old, in with the new. Start fresh.
Yeah, I mean, they were both.
Well, at least with the goaltending, I would.
Yep, they were. Yeah, I was going to say I wouldn't get rid of Bergeron because he's old.
No, or Marchand, but.
Talk about the gift that keeps on giving, Patrice Bergeron.
I would get rid of Halak and bring up one of the youngsters.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure Tuukka might be, I don't know when that contract's going to end, but I'm not going to give him a new one.
Right, and Swayman was unbelievable this year in Providence. It was just a matter of time. They just didn't want to have to force him into a situation. How about last night, though, on the road, that Philadelphia crowd, granted not a big crowd, but we know how fun the Flyers fans can be.
Oh, miserable people. I love it.
What a place to 22-year-old kid making your NHL debut in goal, and you've got to deal with the Flyers on the road.
You want to get in, 802-655-6672, off and running. We'll get to the Celtics game, who looked just miserable against the 76ers. I got some Patriots stuff I want to get to. We'll get to more on the Sox, all that coming up. You're in the huddle.
In the car, on your computer, on your phone, on your Amazon Echo, and video streaming on Twitch. There's always a way to listen to the show.
I think you might want to listen.
It's the huddle on 101.3 The Game.
I thought we were loose with the ball on some of them. And on some of them, I thought they were great rotations by them. So I think we go back through and you'll be able to discern which ones I'm talking about. That we were loose with passes. We took too much of a gamble, too much of a risk.
That's the most fired up I've heard Brad Stevens, to be honest with you.
Somebody get him some decaf.
We were a little loose with the ball. Does that mean we sucked all night?
No, you're a little loose with the defense, I would have said. Maybe that's a good thing to say.
Just makes it up as he goes.
By the way,
along.
Alex Monkton said on his base in North Carolina in 2005, he can get a 30 rack of Bush plus Camel Lights plus a tin of Skull for all for $10.75. You can't beat that, Rich.
Wow.
Can't beat that, my friend.
A pack of
Camel
Lights.
I'm surprised he didn't throw in like a Jell-O shot for 30 cents or something.
Inflation sucks.
Yeah.
We remember dime draft nights downtown in Burlington. Those were messy.
Well, we used to have like reverse happy hour. So from 8 to 9, it'd be 5 for 1. 9 to 10, 4 for 1.
Yeah.
Yes.
10 to 11, 3 for 1.
Those two.
See, I remember. I do remember some things you've said 50 times.
Yeah, but it was in a plastic cup, though. All the booze was like in a plastic cup.
Yes.
All watered down.
Like a keg party.
Yeah, let me add 10 more ice cubes to your drink, please, sir. So it's all watered down, for crying out loud.
I had 50-cent pitchers in college.
I don't think I'd leave if I had 50.
All the more reason I want to go back in time.
Yeah.
50-cent pitchers. It was nuts.
Mm.
Rich, what's going on with your Celtics? It's done. It's over.
Celtics.
It's O-V-E-R.
Well, what's going on?
If Joel Embiid scores another bucket, I'm gonna get physically ill.
How excited have I been for the last month about Robert Williams? He's finally starting. They get rid of Tice. They give Robert Williams minutes. He was a joke yesterday. He was no match against Joel Embiid.
Joel Embiid had 106 points. He had all their points for Philadelphia.
He completely just did whatever he wanted to do. He really did. It reminded me a little bit of Jokic a couple of weeks ago. And Zion.
He should have went for 100 points like Wilt would add.
Yeah. He had 20 free throw attempts. 20 by one player. Teams don't get 20 sometimes. I mean, he just completely did what he wanted. And that second quarter was just, it was over. And Celtics went, what was it, 21-2. I mean, I literally just blinked, came back about 5 minutes later, and all of a sudden it was 56-42 for Philly, and that was the end of that.
It's like they have no heart, you know what I mean? They're not playing with any sense of urgency. It's like, we've got our contract, we know we're young, we're going to be here for a while, we'll get them next year. We don't have anything going on this year.
So who's to blame?
Stevens.
So you're blaming the coach, not Danny Ainge? Because there's a new buzz going around Boston that maybe Danny Ainge isn't this genius we thought he was.
If I'm going to fire Danny Ainge, that's going to do me any good? I'm going to have to fire Stevens because that's what you're going to make me do because you've made some mistakes. I can't get rid of everybody on the team, so you're going to make me fire the coach.
No, but everybody just worshiped the ground he walked on with a Garnett Pierce trade to Brooklyn and all those draft picks, which Tatum and Brown and a couple other guys turned into.
And now it's squat.
But he has also presided over kind of a huge talent drain over the last couple of years. Think about this. Over the last 2 years, Arnie, the following players left town and were never suitably replaced. Kyrie Irving, Gordon Hayward, Al Horford, Marcus Morris, Terry Rozier. That's a playoff lineup right there.
Mm.
And they got nothing in return.
Zippo.
Nothing.
Zippo.
Can't we just get them like an endorsement for Green Mountain Coffee Roasters or something like that? And just to caffeine them up a little or something.
But I just felt so, Robert Williams, as much as I've liked him and everybody's getting excited about him, the old Time Lord was, he fouled out in 14 minutes last night. There was nothing he could do. So let's put Luke Kornet and Taco Fall in. Let's put Taco Fall in to try to stop Joel Embiid on a big night.
He was just crushing you with everything he did.
Yep.
I want to get to this real quick. Did you see the shot Tom Brady took at the Patriots and Bill Belichick?
No. I just did. Ignore that stuff.
That he guesses that...
He went like this. This is what he did to you. He went... That's what he did to you.
He said...
That's what he did to you.
He realized that the Patriots way was not the only way.
Okay, yeah. I saw you texted that to me.
Yeah. What a shot. Well, first of all, can I explain something to you? He already knew there were other ways besides the Patriot way. You want to know how he knew? With the 10 years he didn't go to the Super Bowl and somebody else won those games? He knew there was another way other than the Patriot way.
Oh, that's just a marketing thing, calling it the Patriot way. Every single team that wins, suddenly now I'm sure there's going to be a Buccaneers way. All you have to do is win.
That is a direct shot at Bill Belichick.
Yeah, okay.
He also went to that loser Michigan school.
Yeah. No, but that is a direct, that's a direct shot at Bill Belichick, you know, saying, yo, yeah, everything's, you know, the Patriot way. I didn't know there was another way. Yeah, you did. You did know.
It's a good thing he's sitting behind you after that Michigan comment. So
I
can't see the eyes.
Intern number 11's a huge Michigan fan.
If looks could kill you, you would be 6 feet under right now, my friend. So what do you do? I mean, I was reading an article in WEEI today on their website, the Boston station.
Yeah.
They need to blow this thing up. He says it's clear the Celtics can't return the same mix next year. Tatum and Brown are not ready to lead a team. With the former, that would be Tatum, looking aloof and disinterested Tuesday night. And Kendrick Perkins on the broadcast last night on NBC Sports Boston
said, I saw this.
Yeah, Tatum has to step up and live up to his role. I mean, all they're doing is running the offense for about 8 seconds, and then it just degrades into playground ball. And Tatum takes a 25-foot off balance falling back shot.
What happened to all those smart Celtic fans like Dougie that knew what they were talking about? And all of a sudden, they don't look so smart anymore. I'm just wondering what happened to those guys.
It's amazing when they start playing poorly. How people? Yes,
I just you're talking about them being, you know, half speed. Not really energetic, not really into it.
Aloof.
This is Kemba Walker post-game last night.
I mean, look at the circumstances we're under, you know? I mean, at the end of the day, you just have to adjust. You have to adapt. It's like this for everyone. It's tough. It's a hard year. It's been a very, very tough year for everybody, you know?
He's explaining that it's been very hard to play consistently in this COVID pandemic we're in.
But why for the Celtics and not everybody else?
And that's my point. My point is,
doesn't seem to be having that problem.
You know, everybody's playing in it. Line baby.
I just don't see what the problem is here.
First of all, I will just to play a devil's advocate a little bit here. And look, they look terrible. That second period was embarrassing. But that being said, when you find out Jaylen Brown at 23 a game, and Evan Fournier at 17 a game isn't going to play before the game, you've just lost 40 points that you have to make up for against the best team, one of the best teams in the East. I mean, that's a lot to ask, but nobody stepped up and nobody could stop Embiid. All right, so that's been the problem forever around here. Who's the center? They need a Rudy Gobert type. And the WEEI article I was saying is, you got to get a Karl Anthony Towns. You've got to be, because you're never going to be able to match up with Embiid as long as he's healthy. How are they ever going to stop him?
All right, remember now, we got Buster Olney at the top of the hour to start the power hour off. I guess you didn't like my Brady taking a shot at Belichick topic.
Yeah, I sure did change the subject there. Yeah.
Gosh. Well, I got to come back. I got other Patriot stuff to get to.
Rumors?
No, actually confirmed reports.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but
actual facts.
And you didn't like the Brady taking a shot and spitting in your eyeball. That one didn't, work
like you
for
did you. Into the microphone.
We'll get into that also.
Fish ain't biting today.
Well, that's coming up next. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game.
That one's driven to right field. Rosarena backing up. It's over his head! It's over his head! And the Red Sox are going to win the game! 2-run score! Boston wins!
I've seen some shabby defense early on in this season, to be honest with you.
Rosarena should have made that play. He got a terrible jump on it. But that's old news. They're just pounding everybody now on their way to the 2021 World Championship.
Good afternoon, everybody. You're in the huddle.
With that brilliant pitching staff.
101-3. Could you imagine if Sale was back?
Yeah, or E-Rod. I mean, they're doing this. If you told me Nathan Eovaldi would have an ERA of under 1.5 after two starts.
Yeah.
I mean, he was just a disaster.
Yeah, but he's pitching tomorrow, E-Rod.
Yes, because and we should have this discussion about sending Tanner Houck down to the minor league camp, in which they're not even going to play a game for another month. That just, to me, is absolutely preposterous. He's been a dominant pitcher every start of his major league career.
Right.
On a team that has Garrett Richards and Nick Pivetta and all these cast-offs. And the kid just electrifies every game, and they send him down to Worcester.
Jeez.
Makes no sense.
So you didn't like Mike Brady taking a shot at Belichick and the Patriot fan spitting in your eyeball. You heard about the story. We didn't get to this yesterday, that Bill Belichick was said, under all circumstances, do not draft N'Keal Harry. And he listened to other reports, like from his buddies around the NFL or that are in college or whatever. His own people said, do not draft this guy. Wow. And remember now, he went to Arizona State.
Right.
Where, what's-his-face is the coach, Herm Edwards.
Oh.
So.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, you know, who knows if there's not a connection there or they know somebody who knows somebody.
That's great. A connection is what brought N'Keal Harry for his 12 catches a season.
But who are you listening to? Yeah. You listening to the coach? Or are you going to listen to your own people? They said, don't do it.
Right. You're right.
Don't do it.
I guarantee you Herm Edwards is going, this kid's the next big deal in the NFL. And he's, you know, what's he had, 15 catches in his career?
Well, took him in the first round.
Oh, I know. They've had all kinds of disasters in the first
round. But his own people said, Bill, no.
Yeah.
What are you paying those people for if you're not going to listen to them, Rich? What are you paying them a salary for?
And Bill, we trust, except in the draft.
And it was more than one that told them. Wow. Was more than one.
Unreal.
I mean, that's Bill, you're not watching the college game. You've got a little too much on your plate. You're not sitting around. He'd be better off taking my advice than his own advice.
Wow.
He doesn't watch it. I'm watching college football all day long. I'm up till 2 o'clock in the morning doing the show. Is Bill watching any college football? The answer is no. He's scheming for the game on Sunday.
Right.
That's his job. Jeez.
He has people for that.
He's got people for that.
He is a stubborn dude. And you wonder if it ever bothers him when he keeps missing on all these draft picks year after year.
Well, here's the latest. They said the Patriots are scheming to get Justin Fields. They're somehow coming up with a cockamamie trade that gets him up there. The latest is that the Atlanta Falcons have been contacted by numerous teams for that number four pick. And out of that number four pick, or out of the teams that have contacted them, certainly is one. Has been the Patriots. There's no doubt about that. They want to get up to number four, but that doesn't even mean that they'll get Justin Fields. I don't know how they can get Justin Fields. I don't believe that one, to be honest.
Well, the question becomes, too, is Fields falling down the charts so much, or the draft board so much, that he's even going to be available at four? I think a lot of the things that you're going to see when it comes to drastic trades, although we've seen some already from teams like San Francisco and Miami, but I get a feeling that a lot of this stuff is going to happen as the draft is happening, because they're going to see who's left. All right, there's three quarterbacks left. There's one quarterback left. And you know the first three picks are all going to be quarterbacks. So who's the fourth one? Is it Fields? Atlanta's sitting on a gold mine.
The third quarterback is going to be Fields. I don't believe that San Francisco is going to take Cam Jones.
Mac Jones.
I was thinking of Cam Newton there. Mac Jones. No way, no how you're going to trade up to go ahead up to number three and take him. But everybody swears that's the pick that they're going to go and take.
And, of course, the draft prognosticators have never been wrong before, so that's set in stone.
I don't know how they get to Justin Fields. I don't think it's possible.
Well, they trade with Atlanta. The problem is it's going to cost them the 15 two number ones.
Even if they trade with Atlanta, there's no guarantee they'll get Fields, because he may be the third quarterback, which is going to go to San Francisco, unless, because of the connection that Bill has with San Francisco, that he found out that they are going to take Mac Jones, and he's willing to trade up to number four to get his quarterback.
Well, that's why I'm saying I think this is going to happen as the draft unfolds. I think Belichick's going to probably want to see what's sitting there.
Oh, he has to. You can't be.
Right. You can't make this trade in advance.
Well, unless you get number four and you don't care if you get Justin Fields or Trey Lance.
Right. You have to be willing to take any one of three quarterbacks.
Right.
Well, there'll probably be two left by number four.
I don't think they get there.
There's two left by number four.
Yeah.
It's either going to be Fields and or Mac Jones and or Trey Lance. Yep. Those are the three quarterbacks that were going to be out there.
Please have the draft.
I don't think they get there, but I also once said Kim Kardashian will never be a billionaire, and yet here we are.
Well, there you go. And she's a billionaire now,
yeah,
isn't
Kim
she?
Kim Kardashian is now a billionaire. What Can you explain to me on what plane that makes any sense?
What a country.
Isn't that from one sex tape?
Yes. So listen, I mean, the next time somebody tells you you can accomplish anything as long as you work hard, inform them that Kim Kardashian is now a billionaire.
You know what's so funny? Khloe Kardashian said they'll sue anybody that posts pictures of her before all the plastic surgery.
It's crazy.
But you can have the sex tape of Kim out there, but you can't have pictures of me post pre-surgery.
I mean, how beautiful is Lady Gaga in that movie as opposed to the fool that she looks like on stage?
Wow.
I mean, she was, it's like, oh, wow, there she is. She's actually a normal human being.
I don't know.
It's like the guys from Kiss.
Well, they should be wearing a lot of masks and makeup.
Yeah.
I thought they took the makeup off now, no?
They did in 1981.
Yeah. Okay.
And
so.
It was a disaster.
Yeah. Yeah, they realized that needed to put it back
on. Yeah, especially Gene Simmons.
Don't put any pictures of me pre-surgery, but pass the Kim Kardashian sex tape around like it's the Sunday Times. I just don't understand this world.
Money talks, boys.
Hey, by the way, while we're on the topic, Dolly Parton wants you to know that she got her second dose of the COVID vaccine.
Oh, yes. We were very concerned about Dolly.
Here it comes. Go ahead.
Now the only thing that can bring her down is gravity.
Oh, my goodness. By the way, we are giving away Red Sox tickets later on
today. Oh, yeah.
So I should transition into that a
Which
little bit.
Which one is this for? Our Bo Sox Bonanza.
Bo Sox Bonanza?
Yes.
Okay, we know that, but which game is it for?
You would ask that, right?
Yeah,
now,
well, Rich asked that.
Yeah.
I just figured you're the boss.
I'm like Jen Psaki, the president's press.
Yes.
I'm going to have to circle back on that.
Okay. You should have just kept saying yes, yes.
Yes, there is a Sox. It will involve the Boston Red Sox and Fenway Park.
Yes, just keep saying that.
After the commercial break, I'll tell you what the game is.
All right. I'll tell you what. We'll have TJ will tell you what's trending. To start the Power Hour off, we'll talk to Buster. Only got a lot of baseball
nice.
To get with Buster. How about that? That's first time we get to talk some baseball.
Bring it on. Next thing you know, you're going to be willing to talk about hockey.
All right, so that's coming up next. You're in the huddle. What a 1.3 the game.
In the car, on your computer, on your phone, on your Amazon Echo, and video streaming on Twitch. There's always a way to listen to the show.
I think you might want to listen.
It's the huddle on 101.3 the game.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. You're in the huddle. 101.3, the game. It is the Power Hour of the show. By the way, I just want to read you this real quick before we get to Buster Only. My old producer, Slow Jeff, down in Dallas.
Slow Jeff.
He just put this out. The league is going to let New England get Justin Fields, and their next dynasty will all be our fault. There's a strong... I gave you the article.
Yep.
It says there's some convoluted way that somehow the Patriots are trading up and giving up like every draft pick in the world from now on to the year 3000 to get Justin Fields. I don't know how it can be done. He obviously, everybody knows something I don't know, or it's this rumor has just made it rampant through. Well, I'm sure it's the rumor that made it rampant, but nobody's telling the truth, Rich.
Right, and the thing is where do they go to get him? What if they trade with Atlanta and give up three number ones over the next 3 years, and then Justin Fields gets picked on the third pick by the 49ers?
If he's not there at number three, then it's all a waste. Then it's all a waste there. So,
obviously.
And where is this coming from that everybody's talking about it? I sent you an article. I think that was the Nesson article, but it wasn't their rumor. It was, you know, it was somebody else's rumor.
Right.
So it's making the rounds. I have no idea. How there be unless I'm wrong, and really San Francisco's trading up to number three to get Mac Jones.
Right. Well, that's another rumor that just starts all of a sudden. Mac Jones goes from he's not getting drafted till the second round to he's the number three pick, and now everybody believes it. All it takes is one person to put that out there.
Yeah, but everybody. I mean, my guys in Dallas. Everybody's talking about the Patriots getting Justin Fields. I just don't. And look, God bless them if they can pull it off, Rich. Yeah. I just don't. Well, if you could do that, just get Trevor Lawrence then. What the hell? Might as well just
Wouldn't
get Trevor
funny?
Lawrence.
Can you imagine the anger in this country if the Patriots figured out a way to get Jacksonville's pick?
Just absolutely ridiculous. All right, though, let's go out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line. Joining us now, our ESPN MLB insider, it's Buster Olney. How you doing, Buster?
I'm hanging in there. Busy days, that's for sure. It's fun.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We're off somewhat of a good start, except for the Mets got off to a little bit of a rocky start with the COVID. But the Sox, 24 hours ago, they were 1-3. 24 hours later, they're 3-3. They look better. It's like Cora's the calming influence out there. He's really going to have to use all his managerial skills this year to handle this team with a lot of youngsters, you know?
You know, I love the overreactions we get this time of year. You know what I mean?
Yes.
How much fun that is.
Yes.
You know, where a team starts out badly and we're drawing broad conclusions. I'm guilty of it myself the other day. You know, I asked the question the podcast to do, are the Oakland Athletics in trouble? Look, I think the Red Sox kind of are who we think they are.
Right.
They're going to have some ups. They're going to have some downs. They still, you know, lack pitching depth. They do have some good offensive players. I think Alex is a great manager. But I still don't see them being in the category of the Yankees.
Yeah, and that's what I've been saying all along, is there's just no chance with that rotation that this team – and then, so what do? They get great quality starts in five of the first six games. Obviously, Garrett Richards got lit up. Is Nathan Eovaldi, if he can stay healthy, possibly a viable 2-3 starter?
I think so. I mean, the one thing about, you know, Eovaldi, first off, you know, I remember talking to the surgeon who did his second Tommy John surgery. And he said that a lot of times when you have the second Tommy John, there's a question of, oh, boy, you know, the initial holes drilled in the elbow, what's the integrity of those? Are there going to be complications? He said that the holes that were there that he used essentially to retie his elbow together were pristine, which was a great sign about what Eovaldi could do moving forward. And look, if you know him, he's incredibly understated, but he's someone who just works and works and works to get better. If you told me that he could become like, you know, sort of like 2021's Charlie Morton, someone who sort of discovers some things in his early 30s and becomes a better pitcher, that wouldn't surprise me because he's always had a great arm.
Is Vasquez one of the most underrated players in all of baseball? I'm just because he doesn't get a lot of attention out there. There's no way he does out there, Buster.
No, and I had an evaluator tell me the other day, he thinks that by the end of the year, the Vasquez is going to be considered the second or third best catcher in baseball.
Wow.
Look, I mean, JT Realmuto of the Phillies is considered to be the best. And I'd love to know what happened behind the scenes because I know there was concern within the Red Sox organization about some of his work habits a couple of years ago. I don't think they were thrilled about, you know, how things are going, but he clearly has boomeranged back now to a point and where he's becoming one of the best at his position.
And on the other end of the spectrum, Rafi Devers, another 0-for today. And I get that it's six games in, but is there even an inkling of a concern about him right now?
No, stop.
I don't think yet. I told you guys all winter I thought that he'd be someone who would really benefit from having Alex Cora back because they have a great relationship.
Yeah.
He's got those amazing hands as a hitter, and you have to believe that he'll be able to figure that part out. But the part all along, which has been a question for me, is at what point does the defense become disqualifying? And they actually have, you know, some ways of dealing with that by moving around other infielders. And I am going to be curious to see this year if that's something that they wind up exploring. Because, I mean, they work at it, and they work at it. He works at it. They express confidence in him, and he keeps making mistakes.
You know, I love it. I was going to say, I can't wait to tell Buster, the fans are back. I'm all excited, except for the fans throwing the trash cans on the field. Well, I guess you can have it both ways. I'll take the good with the bad. It's good to have the fans back, though, Buster.
It was fantastic. You know, I was in Anaheim for Sunday Night Baseball this past weekend, and the thing that I really wanted to do, and I couldn't wait to do, was to go down in the concourse and smell the food. And smell those great smells and sort of experience that. Because when I did that first game of 2020 last year in Washington, you know, I was walking along the concourse. I had a whole section to myself because of social distancing. Mm-hmm. And they had all of these vending sites wrapped in plastic. And how sad that was that there were no smells of hot dogs and popcorn in the whole thing. And so the other day in Anaheim, to walk around the concourse and experience that, that was really cool. You know, and to see, you know, the fans get excited when the count reaches two strikes and responding. That it's so awesome to have that back.
It
must have been kind of fun too to see some guy named Shohei Ohtani put on that show in the same inning.
Wow.
What was the mood like in the park when he hit that 9-mile home run after pitching so well?
It was one of the loudest sounds that I can remember hearing. Now, I will tell you that Sunday Night Baseball crew, the audio guys, they do a great job with the microphones and where they place them. But the moment that he hit the ball, it felt like just a grenade went off in my ear. And I said, because the way we're doing it, I was the only person on air who was actually in Anaheim. Matt Vasgersian and Alex Rodriguez were back in Bristol. The director for the broadcast was back in Bristol. And I said to them, I said, that sound was incredible. Play that back again. and it didn't disappoint when they did that. Look, the guy in the first inning threw 101 miles per hour. He hit 115 miles per hour. He's absolutely amazing. Mm. I've always enjoyed my conversations with Keith Olbermann. But on Sunday night, he was sort of downplaying what Ohtani was doing, saying, hey, can we get some more games in before we, you know, put this guy in the Hall of Fame, that sort of thing. And I was like, Keith, come on, you're missing the show here. Like, this was amazing. And I had heard, I mean, before that game, Tony La Russa, you know, the Hall of Fame manager who's managing the White Sox this year, said to us, I've never seen anybody like him in terms of what he can do. He's one of the fastest players in baseball. He's 6'5". He can hit the ball 450 feet as he did the other night, and he can throw 101. That's pretty good.
No, I was watching that. No doubt about that. I'm checking to see if this is correct, but I believe if the Dodgers win tonight, they'll clinch the division with six in a row. They look good. After they lost the first game, I'm already like, what's wrong with the Dodgers? And then they come back with five straight. Can they go 161-1? They just look so great, Buster. They really do, you know?
They do. Yeah. I think they have a chance to challenge the standards that were set by the 98 Yankees, the best team, I think, of baseball history. You know, that team won 114 in the regular season. They won 11 in the postseason. They had a run differential of plus 309. I think the Dodgers could have a chance to exceed all that. And you mentioned, you know, crowning the Dodgers. I was looking at the standings today.
Yeah.
And how do they line up in the National League West? The Dodgers are one. The Padres are two, and the other three teams are distantly behind them. within a one-week context, and I was laughing. I'm like, well, that's pretty much how we had it drawn up in spring. The Dodgers are phenomenal because of their depth.
Well, you mentioned the Padres. What Fernando Tatis? Well,
oh boy,
it's not $300 million out the window like you thought, Rich. But relax. But that doesn't look good, does it?
It doesn't look good. You know, and yesterday AJ Preller, the Padres general manager, I'm going to paraphrase here. I don't have exactly what he said in front of me, but he was, you know, glass half full. And, you know, good thing. It doesn't look like he has to have surgery. And when I heard him, I went back to my old mantra as a reporter that teams are not required to tell us exactly what's wrong with the players.
Mm.
Okay? They don't have to. They're not required to give us all the medical information. And we in the media and his fans are not required to believe what they tell us. Because I tell you what, it absolutely doesn't pass the smell test for me.
Nice.
For a player to have a shoulder issue, a subluxation like that, at some point he probably is going to need to get that left shoulder tightened. And in talking with baseball officials with other teams who haven't looked at Fernando Tatis Jr.'s medical information, they say that to have that sort of condition, there's possible arthritis in the future. And that for, you know, normally we'd say, well, yeah, that's the trajectory of a baseball player. He's in the first week of a 14-year, $340 million contract.
Oh,
no. That's not the type of conversation you want to be having.
Absolutely not.
Wow.
Buster, we're a week into this new season. Everybody's excited. We watched the Rangers pull off a full stadium with fans. Were the other teams watching that particular exercise? And I know none of us has a crystal ball, but how far behind is everybody else, do you think?
Yeah, it's hard to say, only because all these teams are at the mercy of their local municipalities, governors, and mayors. But it does feel more optimistic, right, when we hear that by the middle of this month, that the vaccine could be available to all, or all adults could be eligible for it. that's only going to help. I think that you are going to see some of these restrictions loosen. I mean, shoot, it was 2 weeks ago we were thinking that Washington, the Nationals, were going to play in front of empty stands, and then they wound up having 5,000 people for their first game. That could grow quickly. I will tell you that people with other teams are not happy that the Rangers had a full ballpark in the first game and then put in social distancing rules for games 2 and 3. Mm. That doesn't make a lot of sense.
Right.
I know. Damage done. Yeah. As far as the Yankees go, we're getting the full Aaron Judge experience 1 week into the season. He mashes a massive home run, second game in a row, and now he's sitting out with soreness in his left side for the Orioles game tonight.
Yeah, and it's funny you mentioned that, because I actually tomorrow, Stefania Bell, who does a great health information for fantasy football on ESPN, you see her on the network all the time. I'm actually going to have her on the podcast tomorrow, because one sort of growing question that's come up from folks around baseball that I've talked to is that, you know, is it just simply more difficult for a player that big, 6'7", 282, to stay healthy? Mm. And I suspect that the Yankees are always going to be careful. They're very conservative with regular season injuries. And so to sit him out now is, I'm sure, a smart thing. But you're right. Given his history in recent years, a red flag pops up. And let's face it, this is an absolutely crucial year for Aaron Judge to stay on the field, to demonstrate that he can stay healthy, because at some point the Yankees are going to have to make the decision, should we pay him, $200 million plus? And he's got to show that he can stay on the field for that to happen.
Oh, amen to that. Matter of fact, my guy, Pete Alonso, the fastest of 70 home runs, just broke Judge's record. Who would you rather have? Well, I guess you'd rather have Alonso over Judge because he can't stay healthy. But Alonso, he's still doing it. Nobody even pays attention to this guy, it seems like.
Well, and I tell you what, I think Aaron Judge, actually a lot of what he does well is he's underrated. He commands the strike zone. He's a terrific outfielder. He runs well. He throws well. I would take Pete Alonso.
Yeah.
I have been amazed at his ability to make adjustments. And, having worked on stories about it, he was considered, when he was in the Mets minor league system, to be a complete disaster defensively, to the point that some in the Mets organization thought he was unplayable. So he worked with Tim Tuffel, one of their instructors when he was in the minor leagues, told him that he wanted to be as good as Paul Goldschmidt at first base. Mm. And you know what? He's gotten to be that good. He made an incredible play last night. He's talked about wanting to win a Gold Glove, and I don't think it's completely out of the question. And the guy's ability to make adjustments this spring, to take the ball to the opposite field, to be more disciplined at the plate, he is going to have a monster season.
Interesting. Tim Tuffel, the old second or third base, second baseman, wasn't he?
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, Tuffy, told me, and I'm like, okay, how were the first sessions you had with Pete? And he just looked at me and smiled and kind of rolled his eyes. the Mets and Tuffy had his questions about whether or not it worked out, but Pete worked his tail off, Tim said.
I love it.
I will preface my third straight question with the phrase, I know it's only six games in, but the Oakland A's have been outscored 50-13 in an 0-6 start. A lot of people have them right around the top in the West by the time things are done. Is it total panic time in Oakland?
I don't think total panic time. It's interesting. I've joked about this in the past with Billy Beane, with David Force, their general manager, about how it always seems like that when we get to May 30th, the Oakland front office makes adjustments. They, get rid of some guys who aren't helping. They make some changes. And then for May 30th of every year, it seems like they take off. Whereas in the first couple months, they struggled. But I do think there's some potential issues here. First off, they signed Trevor Rosenthal to be their closer, to effectively place Liam Hendricks as the best reliever in baseball, who signed with the White Sox as a free agent. And Trevor Rosenthal needs surgery, it looks like, and it looks like he's going to be out a long time. It was very interesting. A couple of folks I talked to who had been around the camp said, man, that team is really confident, and they're really cocky. And I didn't quite understand that, because as we've seen with Oakland teams in the past, they always have payroll issues. Liam Hendricks walked away. Marcus Semien, their shortstop and one of their leaders, left as a free agent as well. And so Oakland was left to pick up the pieces. And given the improvements I'm seeing with the Angels, Given how much better maybe the Astros are than I thought they were going to be, I think it could be a long year for Oakland.
Wow. He's Buster Olney, our ESPN MLB insider. Buster, we're 1 week in, so we're off and running. Appreciate it. Enjoy the games. We'll speak to you next week.
That sounds great. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Buster.
Buster Olney, everybody. Week one in the books, my friend.
Whoa, I could go hours. Imagine we get to talk to Buster Olney every week on this show.
By the way, you didn't...
So cool.
I know we listened to the games on 101.3, but did you watch any of the Red Sox game today on YouTube?
No. I was unable to figure out how to get there.
I watched it on my phone. You could just go into the YouTube and figure that out. It's not that tough.
Okay.
Where it says name, does it mean my name?
Yeah, you can just go to YouTube.com and get it on your phone.
I hate all this technology.
What was the play-by-play guy's name is Scott Brown?
I don't know.
I got to tell you, he made so many mistakes today, I couldn't even... I'm being serious. I usually don't criticize...
I think it's Braun.
Braun? I usually don't criticize the play-by-play guy. But the first pitch, he goes, and the season's underway. I'm like, oh, it is,
what?
Is it?
Today?
Today? Well, maybe the season for him. But he's like, yeah, and the season's underway.
Oh, my gosh. It really?
I swear.
Even I wouldn't do that.
And then he,
I might.
Dalbec had got a hit, his first hit of the day.
Yeah.
And he goes, a Dalbec with a leadoff single, except for the guy that made an out before him, though. No, that guy doesn't count then, right?
Wow, you're tough on these guys.
No, I'm rich. It's like obvious. I'm watching the game. I'm like, well, how does he have a leadoff single with the guy before you just made it out? I'm not quite following.
Probably another Syracuse grad.
He made so many mistakes. He didn't sound like a baseball guy. And you know what, mate? Where were they at the game? Were they at the game or watching on a monitor?
I have no idea. I couldn't even find it.
Because there was a double off the wall, and he goes, and one run scores. I'm like, one run scores? What, did some guy trip and crawl around the bases? He goes, because I think he was watching the graphics and didn't realize the other guy scored out there. I mean, unbelievable. Mark says he's saying the season's underway for the YouTube MLB game of the week, Arnie.
Right. Right, but still, it's a little deceptive when you say...
The season's underway,
as
Rich.
As you open up game six.
You could just say the YouTube season's underway. That, you know, that's fair enough out there. So that was just some of the stuff I had on that. By the way, what is up with JD at Bill's Mafia?
How many texts?
I don't know. He sent us like 7,000 texts in the past 20 minutes.
Can you just sum it up for me? What exactly does he want?
I don't know.
He goes, what does it take to get a small segment on the radio?
I don't know what he wants.
I would never disrespect you. What I need to have... here's my question. Like, what does he want to do? Like, here, the huddle from 4 to 5:15, JD from 15 to 5:30.
I don't know.
And then us again from 5:30 to 6.
Maybe it could be part of Champlain Valley game night.
I don't know.
What does he think? Like, we do shows for 15 minutes long?
Yeah.
He says, come on, man. I love you guys. I listen every day. Hook me up.
Okay, everybody who loves us will give you 15 minutes on the radio.
And then he says, I would never disrespect you. And then his next post is, don't respond. Great. I'm going to run you guys into the dirt on social media.
Does he not know we're talking the Buster?
Welcome to every person in the country.
We're talking the Buster Olney. He's texting us while Buster's on.
Sorry, Buster, we have to leave. JD at Bill's Mafia must get on the air now.
Rams fan Ralph, tell him to relax. He wants a 15-minute segment, so... Or 15-minute show.
I don't know.
There's
what
no
he wants.
Such thing as a 15-minute show.
Oh yeah, there is. We had one last week.
No, but you can't have that regularly.
Right. I don't know.
Like here, I am the huddle every day from 4 to 4:15. Tune on in. It doesn't work that way.
Followed by JD from Bill's Mafia.
God,
he'll run the guys into dirt on social media. I don't know. I don't know what he wants. I do know we have breaking news right now.
Oh, what is that?
North Korea is going to skip the Tokyo Olympics.
That's exciting.
That's exciting.
Yeah. They say to shield their athletes from the COVID-19 virus. Also because they've already awarded the gold medal to Kim Jong-un in every single event.
Colts fan Dave from Colchester, did Arnie just say 15? Is that like three-peat?
No, I said
15. No, it's like the Flylanders.
What is he talking about?
Tough crowd today.
I didn't say anything like that. By the way, Kim Jong-un shot a, 40 on a par 72.
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
No, I'm sure he did.
No, I'm serious.
Of course he did.
He reported that or something.
He's a super jock.
It was something ridiculous. Like, he holed in one every hole or something like that.
The official the official position of the North Korean government is that Kim Jong-un does not defecate. He does not poop. He has no need for poop fix.
He has no need for that. Jason from Williston here. Maybe if JD was a regular like me or others, then he would text, would have been read. We did read it. I just
read all 12 of them.
I don't understand what exactly he wants his own show for 15 minutes. I'm the JD show, and he's a Bills fan. JD on the Bills coming up from 5:30 to 5:45, and then we'll get back to the guys.
Well, there are a lot of Bills fans around here. There's a Bills bar in Winooski.
I'm not a Colts fan. They run back the tape. I did not say 15. I did not say that.
I don't know because I wasn't listening.
For the record, I didn't say Flylanders either.
Yeah, that you did.
Oh, I disagree.
That you did. Where's Intern 11? Get up here to the mic. So we got to reintroduce Intern 11. He was gone.
Yes.
How long were you gone? Like 2 months or something like that? How long were you gone?
It was probably like 3 weeks.
How was it down there? You were down in Florida. Yep. What part of Florida?
Bradenton.
Right. To see all the Met games. How many did you go to?
Two Met games.
Sarasota's Orioles. Bradenton's Pirates.
Yeah.
Did you go see those guys too?
Yeah.
You were there for 3 weeks and you went to two games?
Two Met games.
What did you do? Go to like eight games total?
Yeah, something like that.
It's like what I do in
something
Arizona.
Like that.
Why
yeah.
would you not? But what happened to your car that you were not allowed to drive home? What happened there?
I need like an entirely new brake system.
Oh, that'll do it.
And it took 3 months to fix it and get back home?
Yeah, about.
95 north without any brakes won't make any difference because everyone's just passing you
I
anyway.
Gotta know how much they probably saw him like a sucker. Here comes a sucker that needs a brake job. How much did they charge you for the brake job?
It was a little over $2,000.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And you paid
what?
For it?
Oh, I didn't pay for it.
What?
His mom paid for it.
Hey, what?
Hey, mechanics out there, is that normal? $2,000
two
for a brake
grand?
Job?
You should have left the car and walked home. What?
Yes.
I thought he was going to tell me like $800.
Is the car
and
worth
I was
going to
give
grand?
Him grief.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. $2,000?
It is now. It's got good brakes. It better have good brakes.
Is there something wrong with you?
Did you go to the beach or anything while you were there?
No.
That's the most expensive ticket to the game I've ever heard.
What a loser.
$1,000
for
brakes.
You didn't even go to the beach?
He needed brake lines, Colts fan says.
Wait, we're getting a lot of the Top Fair Tire text line, too. Mark says, you know you guys are giving JD whoever he wants the attention he wants by keep talking about him.
Right, that's the American
Dennis
way.
Dennis says, I heard it, 15. Wait a minute, I lost it. What did he say? I heard
15.
It. 15. You're lying. You
Dennis
didn't hear
Georgia, that.
Dennis
in Georgia, I heard it, 15.
Run the tape back. I'll run it back all you want.
First time texter, yay, 11 is back, yay.
I can't believe you spent $2,000 on a brake job.
Cody's from Allberg, works at Bocan Ford. He says Intern 11 got screwed and may also be an idiot. That gets right to the point. $2,000.
I wouldn't quite say that. I wouldn't say he got screwed. No, I'm just kidding.
I could just see a couple of those southern rednecks down there go, oh, there's a guy from Vermont. Your Jericho voice.
So are you from Jericho?
I'd just like to do the math for a second. We were down there 3 weeks. We went to eight games. We didn't go to the beach. Did you actually talk to a girl while you were down there? I mean, like, at all?
Spent $2,000 talking to the repair guy.
Maybe somebody out in left field or something.
Could you imagine? Because, hey, let's get that guy from Vermont.
Oh,
what
yeah.
kind of place?
As soon as he heard you were from Vermont, he says, I got this guy. $2,000, please.
That brake job's going to cost you $1,000. Okay, I meant $1,500. Okay, I meant $2,000.
So can he talk now?
So did you actually talk to any women while you were down there or anything?
If they were running the concession stand at the ballpark.
Yeah. Wow.
Come on. What's wrong with you?
I won't ask if you got lucky.
I can't believe I still can't believe
you got lucky. You got to see exhibition baseball.
Because it sounds like you got screwed by the mechanic.
$2,000? Wow. Why didn't you call us and tell us? We would have had Rich send the money.
Yeah.
Yeah. We could have started a GoFundMe or something.
Mark says 11's the only person in the world who goes to Florida for 3 weeks and comes back more pale than when he left.
That's true.
That is true.
I can't believe you spent $2,000. You could have taken that $2,000 and put that down payment on a whole nother car.
Probably talked to his mom about the bill for the brake work. That counts as a woman.
Well, that's true.
That's true. That is true.
I feel bad that he got taken for a ride on a brake. Even if you got the Lamborghini of brakes, shouldn't cost you $2,000. What kind of car do you have?
Hyundai Tucson.
Does the whole car cost $2,000? Oh, my goodness.
Well, there goes our Hyundai account. Nice job.
I feel horrible for him. I can't read what that first time texter said. You shouldn't read that one. What he could have had for $2,000.
Especially down there.
And they said brakes would cost something like $300, said Wade in St. Albans. $2,000.
Do the brakes feel special? Do they feel very effective and responsive when you put your foot down?
No, they went out on the way up. I got like a whole engine for less than $2,000.
They died in Virginia. They died at south of the border.
You know what? We should call that company up on the air and say, dude, let's talk about this $2,000 bill. You have to bring in the bill. Maybe we can get you a refund on some of this stuff.
Isaac says pads and rotors should be no more than a couple $100, especially for a Hyundai.
That's what I'm telling you.
Are they made of solid gold?
Wait, yeah, they must be. They must be.
Solid gold brakes.
Cody says, Cody, there has to be an underlying car issue that 11 isn't telling us about. No brake job on a cheap Hyundai is 2G. Was there something else wrong with the car? He doesn't know.
Did
I mention that the engine blew up? I forgot to tell you that.
I asked him how the brakes were. He says, I can stop.
Rams fan Rob says, good things you don't drive Uber.
Yeah. This just in, water is wet. You know.
Ben says, sounds like Internal 11 needs car shield. Gosh.
Are your brakes bedazzled? High success.
I don't think you were supposed to read that one.
I don't even know what it means.
That's why you shouldn't have read that one.
Bedazzled means rhinestones on them.
Oh.
There's a thing called the bedazzler.
Wrong?
Well, but I thought the bedazzlers made it, you put that on a certain place.
No.
You know, yeah, holy cow!
No, that has nothing to do with it.
And certain places
on your brakes.
You know those blue screen TV?
No, I thought it was certain places on your body.
You know those blue screen TV ads where they sell stuff?
Yeah.
They sell a thing called the bedazzler.
Oh, I thought that.
It puts beads on stuff.
I thought that it was something else. I think you know what I'm thinking about.
I know what you're thinking of. No, it has nothing to do with
it. If I said something wrong, I didn't know it. Does it count? Do I have to apologize if I have no idea what I'm saying?
I think I was thinking something wrong. I think I was thinking something.
They probably replaced his blinker fluid.
Yeah, that costs a lot of money.
Yeah,
that's a lot of money.
It doesn't matter. Nobody uses one.
I just can't believe. I feel horrible for him.
Colts fan Dave.
Do you still have the bill?
Had to have been brakes, gas tank, new seats, and I won't read that.
Number 11. We want you to bring the bill in tomorrow.
Yeah, bring in the bill.
We want to look at the bill.
It's in your car right now. Go get it.
Yeah, bring that. We'll look at it.
Yeah, I want to see this. There's no chance you paid $2,000 for brakes.
And rotors. Maybe because he had to rotate the tires, too. That was extra.
He said that, and I went,
rotate the tires.
Okay, gosh. Rotors, brakes, labor.
He's out the door.
Jeff in Plattsburgh, Internal 11 is getting ripped, and Arnie's excitement was greater than the game-winning bank shot. No, I wasn't excited that he was getting ripped off. I was amazed. Absolutely shocked. 11 is the only 21-year-old who doesn't know how to use a smartphone. Don't read what Lucy says. You can't throw that in there.
Lucy! Come on.
I think that's funny, though.
It is very funny.
It's kind of funny. All right, we'll come back. I do want to kind of look at the bill. We got to do the Bo Sox Bonanza. We can't do it now because he walked away.
Oh, that's right. He's our phone answerer.
When we come back, we'll do the Bo Sox Bonanza.
All right, we've got tickets to give away for the Sunday, the 25th. Afternoon game against Seattle at Fenway Park. We'll do that in just a couple minutes.
All right. You're in the huddle. What do I point through the game?
It's gone! You can feel the excitement in the air.
All right. It's Bo Sox Bonanza all this week. Of course, we don't have a show tomorrow, so we'll do it twice, including the winner of Power Play on Friday. But we do it once right here. We have a pair of the boss's box seats right behind the third base dugout at Fenway for the Sunday afternoon, April 25th game against the Seattle Mariners. It's the Bo Sox Bonanza. Intern 11 is answering the phone.
Yes, he is.
What do you say we take caller 11?
11? All right, caller 11. Go ahead, Intern 11. Caller 11.
802-655-6672. Caller 11 right now is our latest winner in Bo Sox Bonanza. Every pitch, every at bat, every home run. If it's the Sox, it's here on the game.
I knew he was lying about a $2,000 bill.
He handed it to you.
It's $2,269.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me!
You're not saying $22.69.
No, $2,269.31.
Stop.
It was $148 in tax. To replace front calipers, rotors, pads, and rubber hoses, $336. To replace the left side was $128.
Left side of what, the car?
I guess. Then he had to replace the right rear rubber brake hose for $70. Flush out the old brake fluid from the system and bleed air $128.
To bleed air?
To flush out a system, isn't that like unplugging something and it comes leaking out?
Believe me, I don't know.
Full vehicle brake hose, $196. Brake fluid, $25. Front left brake caliber, $250. The right side, $250.
Oh, man, they
the
took
left
him
rear
for a
side,
ride.
$241.
Whoa.
Right front brake pad set, $82. Rear brake pad set, $70. Rear brake rotor, $113. Front brake rotor, $207. Wow. Shop supplies, $19.58.
Wait a minute, $19?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't see even labor in here. Oh, yeah. The first 1, 2, 3, 4 is labor, and they charge them $300, $400, $500, $600. About $700 in labor.
$700
for labor. $336, $128, $69, and $128. So let's see.
So they basically replaced everything in the car.
$330, $430, $530. About $600, $700 in labor.
How many hours? Well, we'll wait till he gets off the phone. Yeah. We need to know how long that. $700 to fix your brakes.
I mean, that was the labor. That's just the labor.
Just the labor.
Yeah.
$2,200. I don't know a thing.
$22.69.31.
The only thing I know how to do is put gas in the car, but I can tell you that sounds like something's fishy.
Scott
here.
Says I'm requesting a internal 11-second segment. Yeah, we may have to talk to him. He's trying to get the winner. Yeah.
Here's the deal. He's victim of the hey, my brakes are squealing a little bit. Oh, you need pads.
Yeah.
And rotors.
Yeah.
And full brake lines.
And I could take care of that then for you for another $500. You
know, and all of a sudden, every single part of the car needs replaced.
Oh, and we have a new engine for just $1,600.
Holy cow, $2,200.
Is it illegal for us to give him cash? We could buy him beer and bring him out. I can't bring that. Bring out our sister so he could practice talking to a girl. Matt in St. Albans talk about charge up. Talk about upcharge.
Wow. Upcharge, yeah. I mean, how many mechanics are out there that heard that list and said, wait a minute, that can't be right. Because I don't know what any of that stuff is.
That's a lot of parts and labor, Rich.
I mean, doesn't he just need his brakes replaced? There's 18 items on that
list. By the
way,
how much is it for labor, by the way? How much is it per hour?
Well, we'd have to ask him how long.
It depends on what
roughly,
garage.
Roughly, this guy charges $100 an hour.
Yeah, I mean, that's between $65 and $120, depending on what garage.
Yeah,
you
there's
go
about
to.
$700 in labor. Yep. It was $1,300 for the brakes.
Oh, yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. All right. There you go.
Well, here you go.
Who's the winner?
We've got the...
No, is he on the line? I don't think he is.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, he is.
We've got
okay,
him.
Right. Yeah.
What's his name?
Sean.
Sean!
Yes, sir.
Congratulations. You won the tickets.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Was it you were number 11, but did you get in through earlier or no?
No. He's right on the dot.
Right on the dot.
Just number 11.
Yeah.
You ever been to Fenway before?
I have.
Okay, well, you're going again for no cost, except the boss. And they're the boss's seats, which are prime.
Yeah, they're prime
Perfect.
Seats, big boy. You'll love them.
Who are you taking?
Yeah. Who are you going to take, Sean?
I don't know yet. We'll figure that out when it comes.
Well, you're going to have a lot of new friends you weren't aware of in the next couple of days.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably.
Sean, you ever pay $2,200 for a brake job?
Negative.
I love
Negative.
That.
He needs to look that over.
Then you can't intern here.
Intern 13 is Sean. Where are you, Sean?
Williston.
All right.
Oh, look at that. Do you live near me?
I live in the good part of Williston, in the village.
Oh yeah, where the houses aren't all boxes.
Yeah, Arnie comes from the rough side.
Oh, you mean
of town.
Like you mean the you mean by the Williston Central School?
Past there, but yes.
Yeah,
oh wow,
that's the real Williston.
Okay, right, that's the real.
Arnie right, comes Sean. From the.
By
rough
the way,
side
I am
going
to run for mayor next year, so remember that Arnie for mayor next year. Just keep that in mind.
Arnie for mayor.
Okay,
you got it.
You got it. All right, get
all
right, Sean
thanks,
on hold.
Man.
Let's get all his information.
Yep. Did you already get it all?
We did already get it all. And, Sean, the tickets will probably come via email, but we'll be in touch. Okay.
Wow, pretty fancy. By the way, again, I'll say it. We have no show tomorrow because the Red Sox are going to Baltimore. It's the home opener, and that usually means afternoon baseball. So no show. They start at 3 tomorrow, so there's no chance of a show. So we will give away Thursday's tickets and Friday's pair as well on Friday's show, including a pair on Power Play.
Do you want to know what tickets they are?
You said Seattle.
That was today.
That was today.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, Peter and Wilson said you guys should get Marcus and Kurt, guy Ed from Midas, to investigate Intern 11's debacle and exorbitant bill.
Yes, Ed's on every week. Yeah. On VMT.
Well, we should do
that.
Leave, that. I'll
is,
leave this for...
A debacle is the correct word for it.
Yeah, let's leave a note for them in the morning.
At some point, he's going to realize he needs to get those phones on hold or they'll never stop ringing.
Yeah. I want the tickets.
All right, so 11, can you step up here? Have you read all of what we just read?
Did you dispute the bill? Did you try to say, hey, you rip-off artists, can you take like 10% off or something like that? Or anything? Did you try to... bargain him down at all?
No, I didn't look at the bill because I didn't pick up the car until like 11 o'clock at night because he had to stay like 5 hours after the shop was supposed to close.
How long did he take to work on this car?
A couple days.
How many hours would you estimate he worked? I mean, I'm sure he had a lot of
The car off on a Tuesday. I got it back on a Friday.
Well, according to the labor, he's worked 3.5, 4.5, 5, 6 hours on 7 hours on it.
So it's $100 an hour.
$100 an hour.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I didn't pay for it.
Wow.
Unreal. I didn't pay for it. Who did? Your mother?
His mother took care of it.
It was on University Parkway in Sarasota. Boy, they saw a sucker coming a mile away, huh?
And it had green license plates. Ooh, this one's going to be easy.
Going to make an easy couple of G off this one.
The land of Bernie and Ben and Jerry, this will be easy.
I can see them saying, I'll teach you guys about the upper 1% now.
Well, here's the thing. Place was recommended by my stepdad because that's where they take their cars.
Great move.
Who said, you mean all the ripoff Ed? We charge him, we really got it going.
And so I brought it in and he explained all that stuff or whatever. He said he was having a hard time getting parts for me.
Because Hyundais are tough to find.
Well, he said he wanted to get parts that weren't going to rust away because I told him I was from up here and they salt the roads like crazy up here.
Don't tell him you're from Vermont.
Well, it's kind of hard not to when you got the license plates. So,
Ram said, Ralph said a proctologist did the brakes.
So he ordered those special rotors from the Kingdom of Nye that cost $3 million
apiece. Oh, jeez. Boy, did he give you a coffee while you were waiting for the car? I don't even know. Or is that extra?
Caviar.
Did you ask him to take you out for dinner?
For coffee. No, I'm just kidding.
Did you ask him if he'd take you out for dinner before he
Did he have to fix anything else? Gosh. Just the brakes? I mean, I'm listening to this, and there's 17 items that he fixed. Didn't he just have to fix the brakes?
Yes, and put in some brake pads.
All right.
Wait, did gas it up for him, so no, I'm just kidding. Oh, I feel so bad.
You should shine the car.
Gosh. What is wrong with our interns?
Red Sox tickets for Friday. Would you like to know what the games are?
Yeah, what is it?
Coming up Friday, we've got two tickets to the May 4th Tuesday night game between the Red Sox and Detroit, 7:10 first pitch.
Well, at least you get to see them win.
And we also have a pair of tickets to the Thursday, May 6th game versus Detroit.
Nice. Right.
1:10 first pitch.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to scraps and last story. Stanley, you're in the huddle. What are 1.3 the game? Wow, fast show today. Absolutely just flew on by.
Thank you to the Red Sox for causing that.
There's going to be a documentary on Fernando Mania, by the way.
Oh, cool.
So I was in L.A. during that time. Yeah. It was incredible.
That was fun.
People buying tickets for days, a day before the game in case Fernando pitched early or late. You just wanted to go see Fernando.
Yeah. I mean, it's like Jeremy Lin. Remember the Linsanity?
Yes. Linsanity. Yeah.
That was the weirdest thing. And now he's playing. Nobody's even paying attention to him for the last 10 years.
No, that wasn't Fernando Mania, no doubt about that. Arizona fired my coach, Sean Miller, so he is gone. We'll see if they hire Steve Kerr, my buddy.
York. Oh, they're going to hire Steve Kerr?
Why wouldn't they?
Have you ever seen anybody more frustrated and angry about having to do a press conference the day they lost by 50,
And if Steph Curry ends up leaving for the Lakers, why would he want to stay up there?
Oh, I understand.
That's his retirement job, going back to Tucson.
Exactly what Draymond Green deserves, a crappy team.
And he has a house in Tucson. He wants to retire there. So I'm sure it'd be a great job for him. Absolutely.
Maybe he'll call you to be an assistant.
I'm thinking that. Sacramento Kings said they'll pay their players in Bitcoin if they want. I don't know. You're making a lot of money off that. That's for damn sure. And the Masters. You go into the Masters this
weekend? I will watch Sunday if it's close.
But that's about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll pay attention, but I really don't get into it like everybody else does. All right, let's get to the last story, Stanley. We got a couple of them, so let's go ahead and do that. Today.
or insightful. We've saved the best for last. It's time for Last Story Standing on The Huddle on 101.3 The Game.
All right, we got a couple of them. Let me start with this. A rare Superman comic was up for sale. It went on auction online, and they got $3.25 million for the rare Superman comic. It's the issue of Action Comics number one.
Wow.
Number one, $3.25 million in a private sale. Well, I guess when you got that type of money, the comic published in 1938. Hmm. So that's how old it is. Better be in perfect condition
yeah,
for
I
that.
Yeah, I bet it is. You're a comic book guy when you were a kid?
I read it. I read like Richie Rich and stuff like that. Right. I love that. Love the comic books, but not anymore.
I can't picture that.
Yeah. I don't think kids buy comic books anymore.
No,
I don't think they collect them at all. And a kid.
Now they read graphic novels.
Yeah.
That's what they're called.
Really?
Yeah, like The Walking Dead.
Oh,
is,
yeah.
Is not a comic book. It's a graphic novel.
Really? They don't do the comic books anymore. By the way, this kid was eating Cheetos. A six-year-old was eating Cheetos on Easter Sunday. And, well, he was going through the bag, eating as much as he can. And there was something special in the bag. It was a bullet.
Oh, jeez. Whoa.
Yeah.
A bullet in the Cheetos.
In the bottom of the bag.
I don't know how. Yeah, they pulled it out, and there's the picture of it, of this big old bullet. Could you imagine if the kid would have eaten it or something like that?
Well, the kid's dad, whose name is Bohorn Weasel. Yes, that's his name.
That can't be his real name.
That is his name.
No, well, it must be a fake story.
Fired a shot off to Frito-Lay, who quickly responded and said they are taking the matter seriously, but Bo says the snack maker is sending him a kit for some sort of testing. He's not looking for compensation and just wants to take a hard look so this thing doesn't happen again. Still, that particular bag of Cheetos, healthier than any other bag on the planet.
But
get
there
out
it
of
is.
Here.
Bohorn Weasel. You're not kidding.
Bohorn Weasel.
That can't be his real name.
That's
got to be
a real name.
No, I feel bad even bringing that story up now.
Now, here's the thing.
I feel like that's got to be a fake story.
When the
now.
Guy's name is Bohorn Weasel and he says, I'm not doing this for money.
Right.
I don't know that you can believe that.
His real name is Bob Smith.
Look, yeah. Peter's ripping me. He says Richie Rich is in a real comic book.
No, it's not.
That carries the same weight as X-Men, Spider-Man, Batman, Superman comics.
Kiss.
That's the ones I read. What do you want from me? We were so poor, Rich.
We were so poor.
That I wanted to read about the kids on the other side of the track.
No food on the table.
No,
I know.
Nothing like that. Yeah, no, it was real
obviously
bad
you
for
made
us.
Up for that.
It was real bad for us. I wanted to see how the other half lived with Richie Rich.
I have the Kiss comic book that they put their blood in. And it's framed in a thing on my wall in my studio.
They put their blood in
why?
A
comic
book? Because I'm a Kiss fan.
So what?
I'm a Kiss fan.
I wouldn't be putting blood up on the wall.
They mixed blood into the red dye.
I love Rich, but I'm not putting his blood on the wall.
They mixed a vial of blood into the red dye.
I don't care.
It was a marketing ploy in the late 70s.
And you fell, Hank,
to sell the comic
line and
book.
Sinker for it.
Yeah.
Give
well,
me some of that.
I didn't pay $2,200 for it.
Gosh, unbelievable. All right, what the?
So no show tomorrow?
No show tomorrow. We're having a party at my house.
For 5 minutes?
Maybe six.
What's the party for?
See, the Met game for Internal 11, and it's your 60th birthday.
Okay, I wasn't sure if I was included.
Yeah, and we got you a cake.
And it's
you bought me a cake?
Well, it's really my favorite cake, but we got you a cake.
Of course.
It's whatever flavor I wanted.
It's also the introduction to Arnie's Man Cave.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's right.
But
the golden tee doesn't work, and I'm very upset about that, TJ.
Yeah, well, you should be. You paid
better
more for that than his breaks.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Equal rip-off.
Hey, you know what? You know who you should call about fixing that golden tee? Is there a number on that bill from number 11's break job?
He'll fly up.
He knows how to fix it. What's coming up on
Grover and Billy from Tallahassee will
they'll
be on the spot.
They'll charge me $5,000. What's coming up on Champlain Valley Game Night?
Oh, we have got Buster Olney. We're going to talk a little bit of Mets baseball with intern number 11 as he comes back from spring training. And also, I'm going to kind of go around the horn with Boston sports because last night was a pretty big night in sports for Boston. I mean, we exciting.
All right. We have the day off tomorrow. We'll be back on Friday. So for Intern 11, for TJ. Oh, what's on the radio, by the way?
Knicks Celtics on our sister station 960. The Zone tip-off at 7:30. Pregame about an hour away.
All right. So for Intern 11, for TJ, for Rich, I'm Arnie. Enjoy. You're in the huddle. What a 1-point lead the game.